Come hither, sweet John, and let me discover the smiles of a lover are right on his mind. I hope you will prove, for I love thee as life and would fain be thy wife. Remember thy vow, behold my condition, you see my condition, love me. Then John he replied, sweet John, you must tarry, I mean not to marry, why should I be tied to sorrow and noise? I can live at my ease and walk where I please, where pleasures do flow. But if I was married, I must not do so. I never will scold, my dearest, believe me. Ah, why shouldst thou grieve me? Here's silver and gold and pleasure, my dear. If to love thou incline, thou shalt have what is mine. Remember thy vow, you see my condition, you see my condition, love marry me now. John merrily smiled with this pleasant greeting. He said, my dear sweeting, why art thou with child? Yes, Johnny, she cried, you remember the day we together did play upon the haymow. You see my condition, you see my condition, love marry me now. I tell you, sweet John, thou hast no great reason to sigh at this season, or make this sad moan for such a small crime. 'Tis in vain to be sad, rejoice and be glad. Let thanks be expressed, you'll now be a mother, you'll now be a mother, as well as the best. You love me to scorn, the which makes my trouble full 7 times double. My life is forlorn, oh, where shall I go? You forget what you swore when you seemed to adore my amorous charms. I wish I had never been clasped in thy arms. Pray, where's the harm done if you have hereafter a pretty sweet daughter or tattling son to dandle about? Yes, dearest, she cried, if I might be thy bride, my joys would remain. I should have no reason, sweet John, to complain. Before I would yield, what vows did you make me? You'd never forsake me, and love you revealed. Oh, have you forgot how you swore by your life I should soon be your wife? Come, think on this, John, and now let me find you, and now let me find you. Oh,